This is Good Morning NOCO with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Great. I could use a drink. Feels like a 1470 Burgundy. Not a good year.
All right, pour the wine and cut the cheese.
I don't want you to get drunk, but that's a very fine Chardonnay. You're not drinking.
I'm pleased you appreciate good wine. Have another glass.
Innkeeper, more wine.
We are all out of wine.
We're not.
No, we're just getting close. Started.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Everybody, hey, welcome in.
Thank you.
It's time for a wine review here on a Friday. Wine at 9. I am Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, my co-host. Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist.
Hey.
And Kevin McFarlane.
Why is today the first time we've said wine at 9?
Because it was kind of catchy.
I said,
Brian
said it earlier.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that until now.
I hadn't either until earlier, and I went, wow, I've missed.
We missed that boat.
That's what it's going to be from now on. It'll be wine at nine.
So what happens when you drink too much wine?
Full months of this, and then we just came up with that.
That's how awesome this is.
Well, how are you, fellas? How are we doing, Kevin? How are you, my friend?
Great. I'm loving the fall weather.
Yeah?
Yeah. I enjoy fall a lot. I like the leaves. I like collecting the leaves. I put them in my compost piles.
Compost. You got anything else more boring to talk about?
You got married, so that's kind of not exciting either.
Oh, it is. Especially because of Cody's weather forecast for that day.
You are welcome.
What do you do with your compost pile?
Why did you ask a follow-up to that damn subject?
Because I'm very interested.
All right, so
Do you throw eggshells and all that kind of stuff in there, and you're hoping to someday, is that where you...
Well, I don't hope to someday. I have done this several times where we have compost. You know, we put our food scraps out, you get some paper, you need a good combination of different materials.
For the raccoons to come and eat and invade your home. 100%.
Well, yeah. Raccoons are part of the process, you know, they come and filter things out and they do their business in there. Just kidding. But it's good. I mean, so we take the compost, we put it in our flower beds and with our tomato plants and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I like to grab it and smell it. It's amazing.
What?
I have so much to learn.
No,
so the smell of compost has been scientifically proven to make you happier.
Well,
it releases a chemical compound that makes you feel good inside. So go smell some compost.
You know what else does? Is this bottle of wine. I'm going to chug it if we don't move on from this subject. Very boring. Oh, very boring
subject.
It's a very
convincing argument.
Bro, come out to the garden sometime and we'll go through a nice composting.
Oh, I've like had
Please
it
win. When
I mean, I really have. We'll talk after the show, Cody.
Right.
It's he's been beating me down and
I've
all
only
that
been
stuff.
Here 4 days this week.
Yeah, but it's been enough.
Yeah. All right.
That's
4 days.
All right.
Too many.
Let's
30
years.
Dive
both wearing green shirts.
In please. What do we got today, Kevin?
Today we have a Pinot Noir by Naya. I'm not sure how to pronounce that part.
We'll make it up.
We'll make it Naya.
All right.
All right. This is a, I'm going to read their quick description that Tanner texted over to me. It says, a rich and deep hues of plum and ruby in color from a long soaking in the warm California sun.
Oh, boy. Mm.
This fruity Pinot Noir has big notes of bramble fruit, cherry cola, dark red fruit, an excellent bottle of delicious Pinot Noir.
What's bramble?
I saw your face when I said bramble.
Yeah, isn't that in your pile?
It is in my pile.
Okay.
Similar face when he said composting, too.
Brambles are like...
I'm way more interested in this.
Things that grow on like thorny vines. Think blackberries.
Okay.
Actually, roses are brambles as well.
Very
and
good.
Also edible. We could talk about that, too. Rose hips and things.
I will say this. I'll give you crap, but I am smarter after leaving this. When I talk to Kevin, I'm generally smarter than I was before. Pointless information, but still smarter.
I brought you bramble fruit. Remember, we had the blackberries that I brought in.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was bramble. Who didn't know it was bramble?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to just say this right now. I've got very high hopes for this wine just based on the nose.
Oh, okay.
I love the nose. It doesn't have that acidic real smell to it right off the bat. I'm getting more of the fruits on it right off the bat.
Can you name a fruit that you're smelling?
Bramble.
Bramble.
Nailed it.
It is that you definitely smell the darker, like the blackberry and like the darker fruits in it.
Yeah.
It did help when I knew what bramble was. But
it's like the like rich fruits, you know, like the...
Right. Like almost raisin?
Raisiny?
Raisiny.
Sure.
Is that crazy?
You could say, no, it's not crazy. We talked about this. No crazy answers.
There's crazy answers, Brian.
There's crazy shirts in this office, but not crazy answers.
It's my Friday shirt.
Yeah, I know it is.
What do you think of there, buddy?
I'm smelling some kind of... Is that a dinkleberry? Or is that a... Woody Loganberry? What is that? It's something off a bramble.
Something.
It's bramble.
Something off a bramble, yeah.
Yeah. I actually really like the nose on this.
It smells to me...
It does have a lovely nose. Yeah, nicely shaped.
It takes me to being a kid in church in communion.
Huh.
It's got communion wine smell to it.
Is this a bad time to talk about that Pinot Noir is commonly the most romantic wines?
Well, that's a little weird.
Very romantic.
Well, because it led you to church to get married.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Yeah,
it's all connected.
It's all there.
Did you have a Pinot Noir at your wedding? Because it's romantic.
I don't know, man. I was drinking Crown at 7, and lots of
classy.
Right? Yeah. The glasses were so nice, though. It's like every time I was done with one, there was another one that would magically appear in my hand.
Now, isn't this one of the more, like, isn't this the type of wine that you liked, Tanner?
Yeah, the last Pinot Noir that we had, I really did enjoy. So I'm excited about this.
We had a Pinot Noir?
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
Yeah, we did. But
I remember.
What I'm noticing is this is ZZ Top all over, because this baby's got legs.
Legs for days.
I mean, it really does. I haven't seen that we've had one that has had that kind of...
Holy lake.
You see what I'm saying?
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I do like the color. I mean, it looks like grape Kool-Aid.
It does.
When you hold it up to the light.
Now, the one we had, was it last week? The color was so spectacular.
Yeah,
I mean, it was one of the things that really grabbed me.
Correct, yeah. And that was one of the identifying factors of that wine was the color.
Was the color?
Yeah. So the Pinot is, I mean, it's a little darker. It's not quite as dark as our Commoner last week. I mean, like I said, it looks like grape Kool-Aid. Like, you can see through it a little bit.
But I love it. I love
it. Give it a taste.
Already, yeah.
You sipped, swirled, and...
I did.
Swallowed?
I did. All those things.
Yeah, that's, it's similar at first. I got to let it sit here a minute. But I think last week I talked about how when it first hit you, it was not... There was no overbearing flavor. There was nothing that really grabbed. And then as it sat there for a while, you started to feel a little bit of that burn. Wasn't there
a
little pepper?
It was more the back of the tongue. And, yeah.
We're here.
Are you getting burned?
This doesn't burn at all.
No.
I wasn't getting it. I was going to say.
I was comparing to last week.
Just settle down, man.
These glasses off so I can point at you like this.
This one's going to take me another sip. What are your thoughts initially,
guys?
This
has got dessert wine written all over it.
You think so?
Yep.
You think so?
I would eat a piece of pie and maybe some ice cream.
See, I don't think it's not that heavy for me. Like it's not a finishing drink. Like I'm thinking like some salmon or like some fish and go with it and
some like sausage of some kind, like
a
truffled pig aged dry salami.
I was thinking
which
some
you
salami.
Happen to have here.
I was thinking salami would go great with this, Brad. We were just talking about this earlier.
Off air,
in the break. We're like, you know what would pair very well with this wine that we haven't tasted and didn't know the name of would be salami.
Salami, yeah, absolutely.
Dry salami.
Yeah, I mean, where the hell do you shop?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Somewhere where
Brian has brought in a couple of breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
It looked exactly. I thought it was your breakfast burrito. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're not pairing.
You know, this wine pairs great with a gas station burrito.
What
doesn't go with a gas station burrito?
It's chocolate milk.
My stomach does not go well with a gas station burrito.
Milk was a bad choice.
Do you know price point wise on something like this, Kevin?
This is like a $10 to $12 bottle of wine.
This is similar to last week.
Correct, yeah.
All of our wines have been rather affordably priced, have been a mid-range price, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let me tell you what gives it away. We haven't needed a corkscrew to get any of these open. They've all been twisted.
That's how it's a winner in Tanner's book.
It's 100% a winner, but is that not fair? Like, you're...
No, I mean, doing the corkscrew is becoming a lot more common, or the twist top is becoming a lot more common. So, I mean, it's just easier.
I like it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. If you want to, if you're ready to try dry salami.
I feel like you could pair a lot of foods with this.
I would.
Dessert, though, you moron.
I think the wine. To me, this wine is already. It's pretty tart and it's sweet and it's extreme. To me, it's really dry.
I was just going to say.
And the tannins
that,
are really like making my mouth kind of dry out. So I would say, like, for your point, on dessert wide, I would have to go with like a vanilla ice cream. I don't know if I could go like sweet with something.
He's just trying to bail you out so you don't sound like a complete moron.
But I would put it more with a meal.
Piece of salami.
With a piece of dry salami with truffle.
All right, you guys all dive in. I'll talk. Again, this is our Wine at 9 segment. Every Friday, 9 o'clock, we try a wine. You know, this is why Kevin's in here.
That's
because
a tasty piggy.
He understands wine, and the rest of us are really dumb.
Yeah.
So this is why
exactly
he's here.
Right.
He is here. You guys going to, somebody can talk
all
now?
Right. So I'm going to explain what we had here. So the salami is a dry salami, so it's going to be salty, and you're going to really, your saliva is going to probably fill in your tongue a lot more, and you're going to get the fats from the salami and whatnot. And so when you have the wine in that tart, sweet wine, should really cut through that and give you a nice elevation of flavor. So give that a go.
It does change it. The salami did exactly what.
That's fascinating to me. It's always fascinating what you bring in to pair with it, because I, as an inexperienced wine drinker, had always heard about, okay, we're going to do wine pairings, and I'm like, really, does it matter? I mean, it's what you're going to have to drink with your meat. You know, big deal.
True.
Each time that you have brought something, it is amazing how it changes the wine completely. It'll tone some things down. It'll bring some other things out. And it is a completely different taste after that than it was before. There's some similarities, but it really, I think it kind of popped things out.
Yeah,
it did. I'm still getting the tartness. Like, that's what you're saying, we're cutting through it.
Yeah. To me, this is like a tart cherry.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm getting as well. But it works really well.
Yeah.
Like, because that keeps it, your mouth getting from too dry based off the wine.
Helps balance it out. I mean, because like I said, that dry salami and the fats and everything inside of it, it's going to really make your tongue go blah, 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 and get more wet while this dries it out. One thing that we really haven't talked about a lot with wines, which the Pinot Noirs are really known for, is their terroir. Have you guys heard of terroir before?
No,
terroir.
No.
I'm like really bad.
Tell me more. Oui, oui.
Terroir.
Oui, oui. Are you serious about this, Kevin?
Oh, I'm really serious.
Oh, my.
This is where I draw the line.
I love this.
No.
Very, very serious.
No, baby voices.
Wee wee, stop. The secret weapon.
Dearly beloved.
So, terroir is French, and it's referring to the origin of the grape, and not just like locale, as in like this comes from California, right? Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. But it's also what type of soil is it growing in? How much sun is it getting? Is it facing like a certain direction on?
So it's like a measuring stick to know what you're getting?
It is a profile of every detail of where this grape is growing. Mm-hmm. So, and this is some of the things that you look at as far as determining your flavor profile, because the sun versus cold is going to make a big difference. Your soil and what's inside of the soil makes a huge difference. This is why you can't just have a Pinot Noir and say all Pinot Noirs taste the same. Your terroir is what makes them different. And so all of these different locales and compounds that go into growing the grape is what makes each of them taste different.
That's fascinating. I had no idea.
No, it is. There is so much to learn. I mean, I always heard that. And in the study of how long it takes to be
Sommelier.
That's
Sommelier.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount of school. It's like, man, you should have gone
a doctor
route.
Pretty much a master's degree.
You know, that's
that's the thing that I think, that's why wine isn't for everybody, or at least isn't approachable for everybody. It's kind of like golf. You know, it can be expensive. It's like a fine group. You got to be a select group for it. And it's because of lingo like that. Like, honestly, that plays a role. Because if I'm just, and I have somebody like you that knows what you're talking about, start saying that, I'm going to be like, I'm going to go get my Miller Lite. You know what I mean? Like, it can get that way.
Like, so I'm checked out.
I think it's huge to be breaking it down in that way. So it's like, oh, okay, that's just, it defines this. So,
well, I think this is what you brought up is very important in all things. You know, like I've had a lot of people tell me, like, I don't want to go into specialty food stores because I don't want to look like an idiot or something like that. Or I don't want to go play golf because I don't want to look like an idiot.
Because I'm honest. It's like, Vente, like, can I get a large? And they're like silently judging me because I don't know.
But
I know.
Okay, so here's my, if somebody silently judges you, either A, you deserve it, or B, like, who cares?
Like, both valid points.
Exactly.
And really they shouldn't be. I mean, because, like, if you don't know what a Venti is,
I don't.
It's fine.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't matter. If you say large, you say small, like, you know what? Whatever.
I'm going to conquer my fear and go to Starbucks today.
Just do it. You want me to hold your hand,
please,
or you got this?
Would you? All right, let's get a break. We'll come back and we'll give our review of this wine on the other side. It is Good Morning NoCo. .9 the time. Wrapping up our wine review here on Good Morning NoCo. Kevin McFarling, Marketing Director for the Greeley Stampede, and Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range Weather Meteorologist, in here this morning. So give us a recap of the wine one more time if people just tuning in. What did we try here today, Kevin?
All right, we tried the Nia Pinot Noir. This is a 2020 Pinot Noir. It comes from California. It's a very fruit-forward wine, a little dry, tart, sweet, delicious.
Delicious for sure. So out of five corks, if it's five, that's the best wine we've had. Obviously, you go the other way, it's not as good. You want to lead us off with this, Brian?
Well, I'm wondering, did you determine if this is a... What would you pair this wine with if you were doing a dinner, or is this a dinner wine?
I mean, I would classify this more as a dinner wine. I would put this with some proteins. You could put this with a lot of different stuff. I mean, grilled chicken, steaks.
So is the fatty part of the meat essential to get the most flavor out of here? Because what we had has that.
Yeah, it's not essential, but I would balance it because we talked about, this is a very tart, dry wine. And so to me, that little bit of a fat would help balance that out a little bit more and spread out the flavors on your tongue.
All right. So we're talking from 1 to 5 corks on this one, or, well, 0 to 5, if you will. Not knocked out. It's good. Not one of my favorites. I'm going to go probably a 3.8 on this.
3.8. That's a pretty high rating still. Where are you going with this, Coach?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? All right.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm going to 3 out of 5.
This didn't live up to my expectations. When I smelled the nose, I was like, this wine's going to crush it.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Mm. And it didn't quite get there for me. It was.
I love
Angel
having him
Kevin.
In here.
Kevin's going to work you out of a job over here, man. We're not going to need the sounders going off. We just need Kevin in here.
This is great.
Hey, but you know what I mean? Like, the nose, I think, the nose is the best part of this wine. Like, as weird as that sounds, but the smell of it is so appealing.
Yeah.
But it just didn't deliver for me. I'm going to go right with Kevin. I'm going to go with a 3 on this.
It's drinkable.
It's drinkable.
It's just pleasant.
Sure. Yeah. But it's just not what I thought it was.
I'm not running out to go buy another bottle. No. But if you put it in front of me, I'll drink it.
It's like a Hallmark movie of wines.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not even sure how to digest that. I really don't like Hallmark movies, and so you just made this wine worse for me. I'm like, never mind.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you caught our movie review in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, but we reviewed Love at First Sight.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
It made me want to jump off this building.
I really enjoyed the dialogue and the writing, and I thought
the
characters were adorable.
It was the laziest writing ever. Yeah. Laziest
super
writing.
Super cliche.
Every cliche ever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my
God. And this is coming from a newlywed. You should be like, all for that.
Oh, doesn't he scream romantic?
Oh, look at that polo.
I know.
My wife loves this polo. You guys can all
she
kiss
tells you. She tells you she loves that polo.
That tune's going to change now that you're married.
Yeah, good point.
Goodness, dude. As many cliches. Oh, my phone won't charge. Oh, do you need a charger? Lock eyes. I'm like, I'm going to puke.
How many times have you locked eyes and sharing a charger with somebody?
Well, just with Brady. That's it. Just when Brady and I share the charger. That's about it. All right. Thank you guys very much for coming in here this morning.
Yeah.
Kevin, we'll do it again next week.
Looking forward to it.
What's going on at the Stampede? Anything that we need to know about?
Oh, man, we are just getting geared up for 2024. We got a lot of plans going on right now. And so we are Going to have more information coming out relatively soon. I'm getting ready to release some information about what we're going to be doing differently for 2024 and kind of our schedule for announcing the concert lineup and everything. So stay tuned for all that.
Well, and I know you're partnering with Ames too, right, for the first responder scholarship.
Yeah, we just gave out a brand new scholarship for the first time, partnering with Ames for a first responder scholarship, which was an amazing kind of experience to go through. And it's really nice to award something for students that are going through to become first responders. I mean, because this is huge. I mean, these guys and gals are dedicating their lives to protect our communities. And so we want to show them thanks before they even get out to that point where they're protecting us.
Love that, dude. Fantastic, great, man. Great work by you. Kevin, appreciate you as always, my friend. Thanks so much for coming in.
Always a blast.
9:30 the time. It is Good Morning NoCo. All right, still to come here in the program, we'll have our Fusco Pizza game day forecast and our predictions that come along with it. Fusco Pizza, man.
I love it.
Oh,
I finally ordered a regular sized one. You always get those little individual ones. And I always wanted to get one for the family because I wanted them to try it because usually I go there with you or some, you know, some buddies and we'll sit there and have a beer and have what I think is some of the best pizza. I love that grandma style. I got the big one and I needed a spotter to lift it into the house. I mean, seriously. And then it comes in and just looking at these, I mean, it looked like I had four pizzas sitting there. My wife had come home because I was alone that night. The next day, my wife comes home and I said, I ordered Fusco's last night. She said, oh, I wanted to try it. And she warmed it up in the oven and said, this may be the best pizza I've had in town.
It really is. And thank you for telling the story how you spent a Friday night alone by yourself watching sports and ordered a large pizza.
Because I knew it was a long weekend. Yes. It's not a large pizza is not a one-day affair.
It is not.
That's just a 3 to 4 days.
I just repeated back to you what you told everybody else.
Don't yeah, and I'm cool with that.
All right. 9:34 the time. We'll make our picks next. But first, bottom of the hour, news and Weather Center. All right, let's dive in. I did go 4-1 last week with my predictions. That's the first winning record I've had in a long time on these predictions, 4-1.
I think it's because of being married to Jenna now.
Well, I wasn't married before.
Right, and but look at how just bad so you were.
I'm with you. Angel, if we can, my friend, do we have the records of where everybody currently sits throughout the course of this year?
So I'm at 20-24. Tanner is 21-23. Cody is 27-17. Brian is 20-18.
I am no longer in the basement.
I have a winning record.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't done it as many weeks though. So
you're in the chokey now.
In the what?
Have you ever seen the movie Matilda? Okay.
I have seen Matilda. Don't recall movies. Not a big pop culture guy. Have you heard what day is it?
Fair.
Everything I just said was 100% fair.
Yes. Okay.
Right. So Cody's leading the way once again this year. He beat us last year. Mm-hmm. Remember, whoever takes last.
And the year before that. Don't forget.
We didn't know each other then. I don't claim you now, but Angel, I have to warn you because I knew this, but I didn't talk about it a whole lot. Whoever is last has to buy a large Fusco pizza for everybody. So there is
that just got added. Like
no,
right
you weren't
now,
here.
Oh
no,
oh,
I was you weren't. Here. You were. This is when you were gone.
When I was.
He changes the rules as we
having my heart surgery.
When you're having your heart surgery.
Right. Okay,
we talked about this. So all right, let's dive in first.
I'm in.
Berthoud, Wellington, tonight. Oh, playoff matchup, 9-0, and they're playing in the first round, which I'm going on record as saying that's bull crap, but they're doing it anyways. Berthoud, home team tonight, 7 o'clock. Cody, what's the forecast going to be?
Weather, not an issue with this one.
Good.
Low to mid-50s at kickoff, perfect fall playoff weather here in Colorado.
It really is.
These teams are, man, about as close as you can get. So this is a pick 'em for me, honestly. And I think Berthoud, just from home field advantage, will probably win this one in a close one.
May I ask, if these two weren't playing each other in the first round, if it had been set up different, would you see these two probably meeting for a state championship?
Oh, no doubt. Or at least in the semifinals, yeah.
Yeah, they here's the thing. And here's the one thing that I'm sure Chas is looking at. Wellington's Their strength of schedule isn't anywhere close to what Perthitz is. So I don't know. I think that's some of the disrespect that's getting thrown Wellington's way and why they're taking on Berthoud. Like, Berthoud's a 4 seed. Wellington at 9-0 is a 13 seed coming into this. But it takes a lot to be undefeated, to be there every single night. So I'm not sure yet. Unknown commodity for me with Wellington. But who knows? They're 9-0. They beat everybody who's come in front of them, and so is Berthoud. And I think that's what makes tonight's A1 Organics Game of the Week very intriguing.
It will be great, and that's why we say tune in tonight.
Yep.
If you need to watch CSU, watch it on the TV. Tune in to KFK, because we're going to have you covered.
I'm going with Cody here. I will take Berthoud tonight. I think the 4 seed does advance. But I will be on record of saying I wouldn't be shocked if Wellington finds a way to do this. I'm going to go with Berthoud in this one.
I am going to take the new kid in town.
Are you?
All right.
I am. I love to see a team that has come out of, for a lot of people, nowhere.
100%.
You know, and are suddenly on the tip of your tongue as to they could potentially win a title.
Yeah.
You know, I think that town's gonna follow them big time. I think they're gonna be crazy for it. They've been thirsty, you know. I'm gonna go with Wellington on this one.
I like that. I was just gonna,
plus I love their beef.
Hey, me too.
And they have
that is such a good analysis by you.
Do they have no seniors?
They are the Wellington Eagles. And last year, was just going to pull this up so make sure I don't misspeak on this. Last year was their first year with a varsity team. And if it will load for me quickly, I will tell you what their record was. 4-5 last year. 1-4 in conference play. 9-0 this year. Big improvement for the Wellington Eagles. So you got the Eagles and the Spartans. Angel, Berthoud, Wellington, my friend, where are you going?
Throughout this season, one of the most constant things I talk about on football night is the Berthoud defense.
Yeah.
That Spartan defense is tough. They don't give up a lot of points at home, so I like Berthoud to win this.
All right. I like it. Fun fact, by the way, local teams in the 2A side of things on the football side that's starting tonight or tomorrow. Brush in there as a 14 seed, taking on Rifle. University, the 6 seed. They're going to be hosting Florence. And then you've got Kent Denver, who's the number 2 seed, hosting the 15-seeded Eaton Reds. The Reds coming in as a 15 seed. I've never liked a 15 seed more in my life than I do with the Eaton Reds. So there you go. There's a look at the 2A football playoffs right there. Let's go to another night game tonight. I hate college football on Friday nights. You know that. But we've got CSU and Wyoming. Wyoming favored by 5.5. Wyoming is -5.5. So you either get Wyoming to win by 6 or you take the Rams and keep it within those 5 points. Cody, what's the weather going to be up in Laredice?
I hate picking rivalry games.
It's tough, isn't
so
it?
Stupid. Weather could be an issue in this game, Matt. It's
really
going to be cold and windy in Laredice. So that could have a huge impact on the passing and kicking game. these two teams are so Jekyll and Hyde. I think Wyoming wins and covers the 5.5.
Coming into today, there was no doubt in my mind where I was going on this, and I was going to take the Rams. The more that I look at it, and I know the line has dropped down from 7.5 to 5.5. If it was 7.5, like at the start of the week, I'd be all over CSU. Because I think this is going to be a dirty, nasty game. And that benefits one team a whole hell of a lot more than the other. And it benefits those Wyoming Cowboys. So for that reason, give me Wyoming -5.5 tonight. I think it's an intriguing game. Obviously cheering for CSU, but I think Wyoming wins and covers this game. Brian, what about you?
I, very similar to you, was going CSU all the way.
Yeah.
Until Cody just told me the forecast.
Right.
And that makes a huge, huge difference in my thought process for this game. Because I thought all along that CSU's offense would be enough and score enough to win this game.
Yeah.
But if they're grounded, if the weather is such that it is a run-dominated type of game, CSU does not have...
You're saying you're worried about their 78 yards per game rushing the ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're worried about that?
Yes.
You're going to let that get in the way here?
I am.
I agree, man. No, I'm with you.
I
think. I don't know where you're going to make your pick, but...
No, everything is telling me now, after all of that, that, you know, you got to go with Wyoming. So I'm going CSU. I'll take the points.
Well done, Brian.
I'll take the points.
All right.
And go Rams. Take care of this. Bring the boot.
All right. Well done, Brian.
Bring the boot.
Angel, rivalry game tonight. Laramie, where are you going?
Wyoming has won 6 of the last 7 games in this rivalry. Therefore, CSU covers.
What are you guys doing?
I love it. No, dude, they're taking they're doing exactly what I said all week, and I'm not doing it. In a rivalry game, you take what you've seen this year, you ball it up, and you throw it out
the
window.
True.
And that's what they're doing. They're taking it up and saying, no, we're going CSU in this.
That's fair.
I respect it. I respect it. All right, moving to tomorrow. The University of Northern Colorado is at home. 1 o'clock kickoff there. Cody, what's the weather going to be, my friend?
It's gorgeous. I mean, low 60s, partly to mostly sunny at kickoff. Again, it's perfect fall weather. Weather's not going to be an issue whatsoever.
You're playing Idaho.
I love my Bears. I do, but Idaho, you know, is ranked, I believe, in the top 10 in FCS.
Are they 6-2 on the year?
Yep. They are.
I think so.
Yep,
yeah,
6-2.
Yeah. Idaho's going to win. I don't know what the spread is, but yes.
There is no spread.
Okay, yes.
But with that being said, yes.
Idaho wins. Yeah.
Oh, it's listen, Ed Lamb maybe eventually going to get this thing turned around. It's not this year, obviously. You're 0-8. I would be surprised if, you know, the only game you're looking at possibly winning this year for UNC is next week against Northern Arizona. But it's that one's down in Flagstaff. I think Idaho comes up here to Nottingham and rolls. For the first time this year, last week, UNC, I think, and Angel, I know you can speak on this more than me, it felt like you could see a little bit of a white flag waving. If Montana put 40, it was 40-0, right? And the week before that, it was 24-17, Sacramento State, 21-13. It was close. But when you lose 7 of those in a row and you got a team like Montana who comes in there, or you go up to Montana, I think we saw a little bit of a white flag waving.
It's demoralizing.
It is. And I give Ed Lamb credit for it taking this long in the season for that to show up a little bit. So I think Idaho by a billion in this. I love my Bears, graduate of there, but Idaho's going to roll tomorrow.
If there were a spread on this, you know, I would consider UNC. If there was a spread and it was a decent point situation, because I think what happens a lot of times when you get destroyed like they did 40-0, you pick yourself up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were ever going to do it, that's it. But you can go two ways after that. You can let that beat down stay with you, or you can pick yourself up. I think the Bears are going to pick themselves up, and I think they're going to give a stronger showing than we're expected, but I don't think they can win the game. But I do think they're going to be greatly improved from last week.
Yeah.
Pride comes into play, and they do have pride.
Right. Yeah. Angel, I hate to do it to you, but where are you going on this one, my friend?
UNC.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That.
Don't even ask. Nope. Just right. Write it down.
I love that. I love it, and I respect it. All right, see you tomorrow, Oregon State, down in Boulder. What is the kick time for this one?
This is an 8 o'clock kickoff.
Ooh, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Going to be chilly down in Boulder.
It is. It's going to be probably near 50 at kickoff, but it'll drop quickly through the 40s.
It's too damn late
to
kick off a game.
Yeah. I mean,
Deion's going to be mad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Louis doesn't do well in the cold.
No. Any hoodles.
13.5.
Yeah, I think this is a trap game. Well, give me Oregon State minus 13.5.
Let me make it easy for you. It's Oregon State by a billion in this one.
Yeah.
It's 13.5 is way too low. 2 touchdowns. They beat CU by that easily, I think. I think Oregon State's a really good team this year. I'll take Oregon State minus the 13.5. Brian, my friend, you're going to talk yourself into taking CU right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You guys, Oregon State, they're ranked 16th. They're going to score all these points. There's going to be billions of them.
Love it.
Yeah, they're going to score, but they're not going to beat CU by 13. No, I'm taking the Buffs. Give me the Buffs and the points.
I just want to look at something here. Let me get my glasses on.
No, it's me.
So I don't miss
okay.
Yeah. He's right across from you.
Yeah, I am.
Here are the opponents that they've played so far that have been ranked. Oregon, 42-6 loss.
Mm-hmm.
USC, 48-41 loss.
Good game.
UCLA 23 ranked team at the time, 28-16 loss. They have not done well in these games against ranked opponents. Just giving you a piece of advice there.
Well, two of those scores that you just said were within this spread area.
That's right.
So I'm going to say two out of three times that they did, they would have covered this.
Why, it's a trap game. That's
wrong. Absolutely. No. See, you still mad about their Jure getting stolen and all that. So, yeah. No, it's terrible, but
yeah.
I'm going Buffs.
Okay.
Do I even need to ask?
Sure. I think the Buffs start off good at home. I think they use that crowd. They may be a little lighter without the jewelry on, so I think they score points. But Oregon State has probably the best defense in the Pac-12, so
back
Oregon State wins, but CU will cover.
CU's going to cover?
They're going to cover.
Shots.
Really?
There we go.
He's had some great lines today, by the way.
He's been just absolutely crushing it today.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big swing week.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the opposite side of a lot of things.
I need to gain some ground, but I'm also going with what I think is going to happen.
Sure.
And I'm going to do that.
And I'm dumb, but I'm just Cody and I are on the same on everything, I believe. We picked the exact same on all four of them. So however you go is where I'm going to go. And I think you took Wellington.
I did. I think I went the opposite on everything.
You did. Cody, this weekend, what is the weather going to be like Saturday and Sunday, my friend?
Perfect. I think on Sunday, some of us are going to be flirting with 70 degrees.
Wow.
It's just perfect.
Great time for golf.
I mean, I'm going to the Army Air Force game at Mile High tomorrow with some friends. I can't wait to see Air Force continue their undefeated season and fight for that trophy, the Commander-in-Chief trophy. It's going to be absolutely fantastic weather. Going into next week, we're going to start seeing some changes as the weather pattern, overall weather pattern, the synoptic pattern changes. We're going to start cooling things off into the 40s and 50s. As far as precipitation is concerned, the models are kind of all over the place on how much we get and in what form. So still have quite a few questions to answer, but we've got plenty of time to figure it out.
Where in the week next week are you thinking?
Around Wednesday-ish. Okay. Yeah, around the middle of the week, we'll start seeing some changes.
Well, don't forget, every single Monday and Friday, Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist, joins us right here on Good Morning NoCo for game day forecasts and let you know what's going on in the wide world of weather. Cody Wilson, thanks so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Been fun, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, all right, buddy.
9:50 through the time. We'll come back and wrap it up next. The time. A little birdie just came in here and let me know. We got four more Colorado Grit tickets to give away for tonight or tomorrow. I'll be down there tonight, the 7:15 game tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go down there, have a couple of adult beverages. I know some people were wondering, do they sell beer down there? They do now. So you can have a couple of beers while you watch some really fun hockey. And then tomorrow is Military Appreciation Day for the Colorado Grit. So I'll tell you what, let's just go caller number one right now.
First caller,
because we're up against it here at the end of the show. Caller number one, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. One more time, 970-353-1310. Four-pack of tickets, Colorado Grit, tonight or tomorrow, your choice.
Would the tickets be, are they going to be at the arena?
They'll be emailed to you.
Oh, they will.
They'll be emailed to you.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to come by and pick up tickets.
Great point. Yep.
Yeah.
No, you do not. All right, boys. It's been a hell of a week. Been a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who is here on the program today. And you got border war action. You got high school playoff football.
And don't forget we're moving back the clocks. It's a time that so many people dread. I personally kind of dig it, and I say that until when Monday morning rolls around, and my alarm goes off at 4:30, and it feels like it's 3:30. I'll probably be a little bit grumpy.
I'm going to be so mad at you on Monday. I just need you to know that you think, Tanner's been beating me up this week.
Yes,
Monday. You're in for it.
Why?
Because I
didn't do this.
Yeah, but you love it.
I do.
It pisses me off.
You don't like me happy.
Yeah.
That's what it all comes down to.
Correct.
No, I love seeing the end of a day. I like when the darkness comes.
I do too, just not at 4:30 in the afternoon.
It's awesome.
Drive to work, dark. Go home from work, dark. That's why people get depressed.
Well, that's why we're going to have sunlight earlier in the morning, so you don't have to drive to work, dark.
Angel, you've got football night in Northern Colorado coming up tonight. What do you got on tap for us, my friend?
We will run through all of these playoff brackets, look at a couple of preview our local games, top five NFL games, and college games. It's a huge weekend in football, so lots to talk about.
Yeah, Alabama LSU this week, too. Right? That should be a good one. But
the NFL schedule is packed with great matchups.
Is it?
I mean, if you go through and try to pick
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bengals, Bills, Seahawks, 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 Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys.
Seahawks, Cleveland, isn't it? No. It's Arizona, Cleveland this week. That's going to be a stinker.
Just about every game, as you mentioned, one that isn't. Just about every game, though, is really evenly matched, and I think we're going to have some great, some interesting football.
Yeah.
You know, my Minnesota Vikings playing the Falcons, both with different quarterbacks, and that's going to be, it's a very important game, but that's what the schedule is loaded with, is those type of matchups this weekend, starting at 7:30 in the morning with Kansas City and Miami, man.
Yeah. Broncos fans, enjoy the weekend off. Back at it on a Monday for a Monday Night Football game against the Bills.
Oh, against the Bills. That's right.
It's going to be a good one. So, okay, Coach Speak is coming up next. Coach Bruce Dick is going to preview, of course, the game we've got on tap tonight. Also have Windsor High School volleyball coach Laverne Houston on the program and Fossil Ridge head coach Chris Tedford coming up 10 to 11. Brady Hull hosts the whole show 11 to 2 today, and he'll make his picks. He's got Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Everybody out there, we love you. For Angel Padilla, for Brian Gary, I'm Tanner Schwint, and we love you one more time, and we'll talk with you on Monday.
How do you feel?